Welcome in. We are really glad you're joining us for this deep dive today.
Yeah, we absolutely are.
Because we know exactly why you're here. You want to get thoroughly informed on the actual substance of what is going on out there in the tech landscape.
Right, but you absolutely do not want the massive headache of information overload that usually comes with it.
Exactly. You want the signal, not the noise. And you are definitely in the right place. Our mission today is highly specific, and honestly, we are looking at something that feels like a foundational shift in how critical infrastructure operates.
It really does.
We have our hands on a confidential internal product document, and the date on it is today, March 11, 2026.
Which means it is entirely fresh intelligence. We're essentially dissecting a closed-door blueprint right now.
Yeah, it's the product Single Source of Truth, or SSOT, and it's for a brand new system from DeRaticular's Autonomous Infrastructure and Agricultural Division. It's called the Sovereign Agronomist.
Right, the official SSOT in the document is SOV Autoagri.
Now, to set the stage for you, when you hear the phrase agricultural IoT suite, your brain probably jumps to, a really smart sprinkler system that a farmer controls from an iPad.
Sure, like a smart home setup, but for a lawn?
Exactly. But this is not that at all. This system is designed to completely sever a commercial farm's reliance on the internet and on big tech.
Totally cut off.
It is built to turn an off-grid farm into a localized, self-thinking, impenetrable fortress that operates entirely on its own.
And to understand why you should care about this, even if you have never set foot on a commercial farm in your life, you really have to look at the current vulnerability of our global food supply.
It's incredibly fragile right now.
It is. Modern precision farming is crippled by deeply flawed reliance on centralized cloud servers. We are talking about massive data centers run by AWS or Azure that sit thousands of miles away from the actual crops.
Right.
And on top of that, farmers are locked into proprietary vendor ecosystems. Companies like John Deere or Bayer and Monsanto, they control the hardware and the software.
Which means the farmer is just constantly tethered to a corporate server just to run their own equipment.
Yeah.
And the internal document highlights the fatal flaw in this architecture, because rural farms are notorious for experiencing catastrophic internet dropouts.
Oh, absolutely.
Imagine a farm operating an incredibly expensive, cloud-dependent, automated irrigation system, or a whole fleet of monitoring drones. A severe storm rolls in and the connection drops.
Right when they need it most.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right when they need that automation to respond to shifting weather patterns, the entire system is essentially bricked. It's paralyzed without a ping to the cloud.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the document uses a phrase that cuts right to the core of the economic frustration out there in the agricultural world.
The sharecropper line.
Yeah, it states that current tech platforms treat farmers as sharecroppers of their own data.
That is a heavy accusation to put in an internal product mandate.
It really is. I mean, these big tech and big ag companies are providing the software, but in return, they are harvesting the farmers' most valuable assets, their localized yield data, and their deeply specific soil data.
While the farmer is doing the exhausting physical labor.
Exactly. They're taking on all the immense financial and environmental risk of the planting season. But the tech platform extracts the long-term digital value.
Big Ag uses that aggregated yield data to train their own macro algorithms.
Right, which they then use to price seeds higher the next year, or even to trade commodities on Wall Street.
So the farmer is inadvertently feeding the very algorithm that eventually squeezes their own profit margins.
All while paying a monthly subscription fee just to access their own tractor's diagnostics.
It's a vicious cycle. And DeRaticular's counter approach to this entire system is a concept they are calling spherical resilience.
Spherical resilience.
Yeah, they are offering a completely different economic and technological model to break that cycle. According to the pricing sheet in this blueprint, the Sovereign Agronomist costs a flat $1,499.
Which is surprisingly accessible for enterprise hardware.
Right, and that gets the farm a perpetual software license.
Yeah.
No monthly software as a service fees at all.
None.
It also includes the core communications gateway. Now, you do have to buy the physical sensor bundle separately depending on your acreage, but for that core price, the farm operates in what DeRaticular calls island mode.
And island mode is really the defining characteristic of this entire project.
That's a whole hook.
Yeah, it means the farm becomes a completely closed loop, air-gapped ecosystem. It operates entirely on its own local compute power, and it does not send a single packet of data back to Big Ag.
The farm's data never leaves the physical property line.
Never.
It is basically cutting the digital umbilical cord to Silicon Valley. Instead of relying on a server in California, the farmer is installing a robotic, genius agronomist directly inside their own barn.
The farmer owns the brain outright.
Speaking of the brain, let's look at the actual bill of materials here. The hardware and software nervous system. Because the architecture they have mapped out is remarkably robust.
The physical deployment strategy is quite rigorous. Farm technicians are dispatched to mount these devices called mesh beacons.
Right.
They install them high up on the existing grain silos and utility poles around the property. And these beacons create a completely private 915 megahertz LoRaWAN blanket.
And for those who might not be familiar, LoRaWAN stands for Long Range Wide Area Network.
Exactly.
It is a specific type of radio frequency that doesn't carry a lot of heavy data like a 5G network would, but it requires very little power, and it can punch through physical obstacles over massive distances.
Yeah, this private radio blanket can cover up to 10,000 acres.
Which is huge.
It is. And across all that land, it is constantly pinging battery-powered soil sensors that are buried deep in the dirt.
All of those microsignals, the moisture levels, the chemical readouts, they all have to be processed instantly.
Right. Which brings us to the central hub, designated in the document as the Sovereign Sentry Pro.
The Sentry Pro.
Yeah. This is the physical compute box that sits safely inside the farmhouse or the main barn. It is the central nervous system of the entire operation.
But a powerful compute box is just a hunk of metal and silicon without a highly specialized software stack running the show.
What's fascinating here is the sheer power of the containerized software running locally on that Sentry Pro.
Mm-hmm.
The core brain of the operation is an AI image called the OpenClaw Agronomist.
OpenClaw.
Specifically, they are using a Llama 3.8b model.
Running an 8 billion parameter model locally on edge hardware, completely disconnected from the internet. I mean, that requires serious optimized processing.
It does. And this isn't a general language model that writes emails or acts as a chatbot for customer service.
Right.
This specific model has been exhaustively fine-tuned on botanical science, soil chemistry, and fluid dynamics.
It is essentially a localized supercomputer dedicated entirely to the science of growing things.
But an AI brain needs hands to actually interact with the physical world.
Right. It can't just think. It has to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the document outlines a secondary software layer called the Node-RED AgriFlows. This acts as the logic controller.
It translates the thoughts into actions.
Right. It takes the high-level strategic decisions from the OpenClaw AI, for example, a decision that a specific quadrant of the field needs water, and it translates that into raw physical actions.
By triggering those RS-485 relays.
Yes. These relays are basically heavy-duty industrial communication wires that send the electrical signal to physically open massive water valves.
And the controller can also interface with a farm's older legacy pivot irrigation systems using Modbus RTU adapters,
which serve as translators between the cutting-edge AI and the decades-old mechanical hardware that's already sitting out in the field.
So you don't have to rip out all your old pipes.
Exactly. Getting this entire ecosystem operational involves a highly specific initialization protocol they call the grounding phase.
The grounding phase.
Yeah. The Sovereign Sentry does a one-time, heavily encrypted, over-the-air poll to download the latest OpenClaw Agronomist container.
So that is the one and only time it needs the broader internet.
Yes. After that, the farmer manually inputs their specific reality into the system. They upload CSV files of their historical crop types, they log their soil composition baselines from core samples, and they map their exact GPS coordinates into the local user interface.
And then the AI takes all of that localized data, digests it, and establishes what the document calls a golden state baseline for the entire farm.
It learns exactly what the optimal conditions look like for that specific piece of earth.
And once that golden state is locked in, the system initiates a protocol to deliberately sever its reliance on the wide area network.
It completely drops the internet connection.
It shifts into active 247 autonomous autonomy.
And that transition from connected setup to off-grid autonomy is where the system begins to execute its primary functions. The internal blueprint categorizes these functions into three distinct operational capabilities.
Mode A, Mode B, and Mode C.
Right. The first, Mode A, is precision resource management, which is primarily focused on balancing water and NPK nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium.
To see how this works in practice, we can look at a specific scenario they outlined in the technical specs.
Yeah, the watering logic.
Those LoRaWAN soil sensors we mentioned earlier, they are transmitting deep soil moisture and NPK levels back to the Sentry Pro every 15 minutes.
Now, traditional scheduled irrigation is often incredibly inefficient.
It's terrible.
It wastes millions of gallons of groundwater if it happens to rain unexpectedly, or it starves crops if a sudden, unpredicted microclimate heat wave hits the valley.
But the logic here is completely different. Let's say the soil moisture in a specific zone drops below the 30% threshold specifically required for a certain strain of corn.
A legacy, rule-based system would immediately trigger the pumps and start watering.
But the open-claw agronomist intercepts that trigger. It stops and checks a localized, air-gapped weather barometer mounted outside the barn.
A physical barometer.
Right. And if that physical barometer detects a sudden atmospheric pressure drop, indicating that heavy rain is going to fall within the next 6 hours, the AI intelligently delays the irrigation.
It understands that there is no mathematical sense in wasting expensive pumped groundwater if the local atmosphere is about to do the job for free.
But it continuously monitors the situation.
Right. If those 6 hours pass and the atmospheric pressure stabilizes without a drop of rain falling, the AI recalculates.
It adapts on the fly.
Exactly. It then physically opens those RS-485-linked valves, but only for the exact mathematical duration required to bring that specific soil zone back to optimal saturation. And it shuts the valve in the millisecond. The sensors confirm the target is reached.
So we have solved the passive resource management, the watering and the nutrient balancing. But the document details a shift from passive management to active physical intervention out in the field.
Mode B.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because the traditional way to deal with pests or invasive weeds is blanket spraying pesticides from an airplane or a massive tractor.
Which the internal literature bluntly notes steadily destroys long-term soil health.
And it burns through the farmer's operating budget.
Blanket spraying is a statistically inefficient approach born out of necessity. You have a massive area, you can't manually check every leaf, so you treat the entire acreage to eradicate a localized problem.
The sovereign agronomist introduces a targeted alternative. The farmer can deploy a drone or an autonomous ground rover equipped with an add-on called the Nomad Fleet Kit and a specialized camera.
And as this rover moves through the crop rows, it uses a localized variant of the hemp-grade AI computer vision model to scan the plants.
It does all the image processing right there on the rover's own silicon.
No sending video feeds to the cloud.
None. It is looking for specific weed species or pest infestations, like a cluster of aphids, down to millimeter precision.
The localization of the computer vision is the critical differentiator here. Instead of soaking an entire acre in chemicals because of an outbreak in one corner, the OpenClaw agent calculates the exact kinematics required for a localized strike.
It can direct the rover to dispatch a microdose of herbicide or pesticide directly onto the leaves of the specifically infected plant.
Just that one plant.
And it goes even further than microdosing. The document details a physical mechanism attachment called the Sovereign Helping Hand.
The Helping Hand.
Yeah. The AI can calculate the stem thickness and root depth of an invasive weed, instruct a robotic armature to reach down, and physically uproot the weed from the soil without using a single drop of chemical intervention.
We are moving from AI that just advises a farmer on a dashboard to AI that actually reaches into the dirt and alters the physical environment on its own.
That brings us to Mode C. Because beyond the physical dirt and the physical water, there is an entirely separate layer to modern farming that the system addresses.
And that is the financial and regulatory side, specifically the carbon credit market.
Right.
Now, setting aside the politics of it entirely, as a pure market mechanism, institutional buyers, like massive corporations, they want to purchase carbon credits to meet their ESG compliance goals.
But the market is heavily plagued by fraud.
Heavily. The buyers often do not trust the self-reported sustainability data coming from independent farms.
It is a total stalemate of trust. Because on the flip side of that equation, the farmers absolutely do not want to expose their proprietary yield financials, their banking details, or their internal operations to public auditors just to prove they saved some water.
Nobody wants open book financials on the internet.
Exactly. So the blueprint outlines a solution to this using DeReticular's split ledger architecture.
It separates the private business reality from the public environmental reality.
The architecture is quite elegant.
It is. The actual financial identity of the farm, the yield profits, the business metrics, that all stays completely hidden on a secure, private, localized ledger.
Simultaneously, the system gathers what it classifies as ground truth data.
The hard, indisputable physical math.
Exactly. The exact gallons of water saved compared to a baseline, or the localized soil carbon increase directly measured by the ground sensors.
And to prove that this ground truth data hasn't been fabricated by a farmer trying to make an extra buck, The data is cryptographically signed right there on the farm by the CenturyPro's TPM 2.0 module.
Right. Think of the TPM 2.0 as a digital tamper-proof vault locked inside the microchip.
It mathematically locks the data, proving it originated from the physical sensors and hasn't been altered.
Then a localized software protocol called the Lacutus Green Daemon hashes that verifiable environmental data and publishes it to the public Lacutus ledger.
And the end result of this cryptographic process is that the farmer automatically generates an immutable, mathematically verifiable proof of sustainability token.
They can then take that digital token and sell it to institutional buyers on the open market.
They achieve this new revenue stream with zero risk of corporate espionage.
Okay.
Because their private financials were never exposed to the public chain.
The buyers get absolute mathematical certainty that the carbon was sequestered or the water was saved.
And the farmer gets paid.
They are basically minting a verified revenue stream out of clean dirt and saved water purely through local cryptography.
Which is brilliant.
It is. Now, dissecting a blueprint like this, it is easy to get caught up in how flawless the math sounds.
In theory.
Right, in theory. But you might be wondering about real-world chaos. Farms are messy. Nature is unpredictable. What if a wild animal, a badger, for instance, just digs up one of these sensors?
It happens all the time.
Does the damaged sensor suddenly report that the soil is bone dry, causing the AI to accidentally flood the entire field?
Looking at the internal risk register they've mapped out here, they actually anticipated this under risk ID R-AGRI-01.
The engineering teams have built in wildlife mitigation via AI anomaly detection.
The OpenClaw agronomist is programmed not to trust single, isolated data points. Uses spatial cross-referencing.
So if that badger digs up a sensor and it suddenly transmits a 0% moisture reading, but the surrounding five sensors in that exact same irrigation zone are all reading 45%, the AI realizes the physics do not align.
It flags that single sensor as compromised, completely ignores its input for the watering algorithm, and pings the farmer with an encrypted alert via the Signal app.
So they can go physically inspect the damage without the field drowning in the meantime.
Right. But the risk register goes beyond just local wildlife. They have to account for major environmental disasters.
Under risk ID RAGRI-002, they address hardware submersion.
Because massive floods happen.
To prevent the entire network from shorting out, they mandate a ruggedized tiering approach. The critical compute hub, the CenturyPro, must be installed in elevated, weatherproof utility boxes.
As for the mesh beacons out in the field, they are IP67 rated.
That means they're totally dust tight and can survive being completely submerged in up to 1 meter of flood water for an extended period without failing.
This raises an important question about the necessary safety guardrails in autonomous physical systems, particularly when dealing with moving parts.
Like valves.
Yeah. Risk ID RAGRI-03 tackles actuator freeze. What happens when good old-fashioned mud and rust jam up an automated water valve?
Because it will happen.
It's inevitable. The mitigation here relies on strict, continuous feedback loops. The system doesn't just send a command to close a valve and assume the job is done.
It verifies the physical action.
By actively monitoring water flow meters positioned downstream of that specific valve.
So if the AI commands the valve to shut, but that downstream flow meter detects that water is still rushing through because the valve is jammed open with a rock, the system doesn't just sit there flooding the farm and wasting thousands of gallons.
No, it immediately triggers a catastrophic hardware cutoff at the main central pump to kill the pressure line entirely.
And it blasts an emergency LTE alert out via the Nomad link to the farmer. It fails safely rather than failing destructively.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean? When you step back and look at the whole picture, the air-gapped island mode, the AI analyzing barometric pressure, the autonomous microdosing rovers, the cryptographic carbon credit minting the sovereign agronomist, is fundamentally taking raw, off-grid farmland and upgrading it into a highly efficient, self-regulating, and monetizable sovereign asset.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the strategic impact outlined in this internal document is profound.
It really is.
This single product represents DeReticular transforming from an IT and infrastructure company into a foundational pillar of global food security.
By entirely decentralizing agricultural intelligence, they are aggressively challenging the monopoly of the legacy big ag tech platforms.
They are putting enterprise-grade AI and cryptographic verification directly into the hands of the modern farmer, allowing them to operate completely independent of the cloud.
And even if you aren't out there farming 10,000 acres of corn, the relevance of this deep dive is massive for anyone tracking the future of technology.
Absolutely.
This document proves that localized, air-gapped AI is no longer a laboratory novelty. It is becoming powerful enough and reliable enough to run critical, massive-scale, real-world physical infrastructure without needing a constant lifeline to the internet.
The implications for other industries like remote manufacturing, off-grid energy grids, or global logistics are staggering. The AI is moving out of the data center and into the physical environment.
It fundamentally pushes the boundaries of what local autonomy actually means.
In fact, looking closely at the mechanics of the ESG layer, that split ledger generating automated, mathematically verifiable carbon credit tokens, it leaves us with a rather provocative structural thought.
Oh.
If a farm's local AI can autonomously optimize its own crop yield, dispatch its own robotic defense rovers to protect those crops, and independently generate its own digital revenue streams through proof of sustainability tokens.
Yeah.
Could we eventually see a piece of farmland become so financially and operationally independent that it functions as its own autonomous corporate entity?
Wow.
Could a farm theoretically use its own generated revenue to autonomously buy its own hardware upgrades, order its own seeds, and manage its own land completely without any human ownership or intervention at all?
A farm that legally and financially owns itself. The legal and philosophical implications of an autonomous entity managing physical Earth are massive. It sounds like science fiction, but looking at the specific hardware and software architecture laid out in this internal document, the technical foundation for that reality is already sitting right there in the blueprint.
It is.
That is an absolutely wild concept to consider as we watch these localized AI systems come online. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into The Sovereign Agronomist. We hope you walk away feeling thoroughly informed about the mechanics of this shift. Take care and keep questioning the infrastructure around you.